Now, back to more Steve Cochran.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me?
Coming up about 9:30, the president will speak on what his new plan is for Guantanamo. They'll monitor that in the newsroom. And if there is outlandish, wild, and crazy breaking news, we'll tell you about it. But in the meantime, plan remains the same. You have a 9:30 big story lined up, I assume?
Yeah, we are ready to go. Absolutely.
And we'll have updates on whatever the president says, as they are warranted. David Hochberg's here. That's why we play that song, because that's the love theme from Hochberg. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What's happening?
No, everything's great. Rates are still low. Helping people. Got people on the program that... Biggest winter program, still have about 40 people to contact. So if you haven't been contacted yet, hang tight. We will get to you this week.
That's where you're teaching everybody how to do their credit rating?
Yep. 280 people have already been contacted. Most of them have responded, and we've got it in play. I talked to guys.
And the last time you were on, one of the most interesting things you've said is that you could literally fix your credit in 72 hours.
72 hours, yeah. 72 to 96 hours. I've got a guy right now, literally had 10 things on his credit report. He had a 640 credit score. And he paid everything off. Took him about a week to get the letters and everything. And we just submitted all of the information, 10 items to update. And we should have it done by Friday so he could go out and close on a home that his wife is bugging him to buy.
The three major credit rating agencies, TransUnion, Experian, and what's the other one?
Equifax.
And is one better than the other?
They're all terrible, and they're all equally as bad as the others, because they control your life.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of frightening if you think about it. Right. One bad thing, and they don't talk to each other. That's the frightening thing. TransUnion could have nothing on it, and Equifax and Experian could have something on it, and TransUnion will be 740, and Equifax and Experian will be 620. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, there's no logic to it about why.
Are they licensed by the government?
No, they're privately held companies that people rely on to determine the creditworthiness of borrowers.
Does one have more sway than others?
Nope, they're both equally.
So you could literally go into Chase, and they might use.
Some lenders use different ones. Like I know First Midwest Bank, who I send all my home equity line of credits, uses TransUnion. And, you know, I've seen tens of thousands of credit reports over the past 15, 16 years, and it doesn't make any sense. One will have TransUnion up at 800, and the other two will be in the 500s, and vice versa. So
you've literally seen that kind of spread?
Oh, yeah. I've seen on credit reports. Yes. I've seen that type of spread. Yes.
Why is it not advised? Okay, if you're buying a house, they say, you said don't pay off your car loan. You know, you want them to see different lines of credit, but not over the top. You know, you don't want to have 25 credit cards open.
Right. Well, it's not so much. You could have 25 credit cards open. You just don't want all 25 credit cards maxed out.
Right.
Okay, so I received an email from one of your listeners who's listening right now. Who I sent the email to y'all this morning, she asked me, hey, I came into some money. I'm about ready to pay off my credit cards. Is it smart to shut my credit cards down after I pay them off? And I'm like, please don't do that. You're just going to completely eliminate and destroy everything you've accomplished by closing down your credit, by paying off your credit cards. Now, the flip side is if you have $5,000 worth of credit cards and you pay off $5,000 worth of debt and you've got five credit cards with $1,000 limits, okay, and you pay them all off, if you could get the other credit card, if you want to get rid of one credit card, right? If you get the other four to increase your balances or your availability by $250 by shutting down one of the credit cards, that's fine. As long as you gain back the availability and the cards that you're keeping for the card that you're shutting down, your credit score will stay high.
So should you have a certain percentage of maxing out on the various lines of credit that you have?
You don't want to. Once you cross over the 25% utilization mark, that's when your credit scores start losing value.
25% in total?
Of the total amount that you have. So if you've got $10,000 worth of credit card utilization availability, once you hit $2,600 in balances on those credit cards, you start losing points very rapidly. And as you go north of 25%, you start losing them at an exponentially faster rate.
Well, how does it work with your American Express and you're paying it off every month?
It's a different type of calculation because it's an American Express card and it's coded differently. But what I recommend
valued
is...
Valued more or less?
It's valued a little less because it is a card that you could jack up all the way. And those American Express cards, typically you've got a long history, and the longer the history, the better it is in the calculation of your credit scores. What I recommend to people, if you're very, very worried about your credit score and you're buying something like a house, like a car, like a boat that you need financing, pay your credit cards off every time you get paid. It's the 25% mark. Don't use it more than 25%. Everybody remembers the day you get paid. Some people get paid weekly. Some people get paid biweekly. Some people get paid monthly. When you get paid, go online and start chipping away at your credit cards. You know, use it for convenience. Now, some people need it to survive. I'm not that naive.
Well,
to think
it's not even survival. We live in a culture where people, you know, pay off their lives through credit cards. So
sure.
You're asking for nothing but trouble.
Well, I'm asking for...
I'm saying... I'm saying people are asking for nothing but trouble by having to do their financial life that way. But if they are doing it that way, they're probably way over the 25% mark, right?
There's no question. And we've got a society that can't say no, okay? And that's what the – listen, what's the U.S. economy based upon? Consumer spending. Okay, so they want you to go out and spend the money, okay, which is great. Spend the money. My thing is spend the money that you have. Don't spend the money that you don't have. Okay, and if you could refinance and save yourself 40, 50 bucks, 100 bucks, and pay off some debt, that's the best thing. Instead of going out and blowing it on some belt or shoes you don't need, or socks or underpants or
Andre,
or
he's not talking to you about.
No,
all that.
I'm not looking at Andre at all.
Nope.
Thing.
All right, so let's do this. We'll come back. We'll hit you with some specifics, but that's some good general information. Dave, you seem like you had a question there.
No.
Is it about getting home from Ann Arbor?
No, nothing about that.
Because
no.
David will come pick you up.
You said women's underwear, and it just...
Right, you got all excited. Because there's a couple of places on I-94 that you could stop and get a nice pair of women underpants on the way back from Ann Arbor.
Disturbs me that you'd know that. 916.
Really?
Here's a couple of things that we'd be curious to talking about.
What exit? You want to know the exit?
Yeah, what exit?
What off-ramp?
Yeah, that in particular. If you pay off your home faster...
Yeah.
Everybody that's got a mortgage gets these double up offers, all of those things.
Uh-huh.
Good idea?
It depends if you could afford to do it, and it depends if you could afford to make money using that money in a different investment. I've got a 30-year fix at 3.375. I could pay my loan off faster. My financial guy's making a greater return on my investments, investing in other investments that are greater than 3.375%. So instead of paying my mortgage off, I'd rather invest it someplace else. But I am a disciplined person, and I don't have any debt, and that's just for me. Other people want to get rid of their mortgages as fast as they can, and that's fine.
But a long time ago, as a capitalist, I learned the concept of cheap money.
Sure.
The idea being the money you borrow at the lowest interest rate should be the thing you pay off the slowest.
I agree with you 100%. And we read the same book. But other people have got 3% loans, Steve, that want to be mortgage free by the time they retire. And that's their goal. And I'm like, hey, God bless you. I talk to people that are 50 years old and they want to pay their loan off by the time they get to 62. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. And there's strategies to do that we could talk about when we come back. Because there was a lady I talked to yesterday that we refinanced, dropped her 3/8 of a point. We only saved her 45 bucks. Right. No big deal. Kept her term the same amount. She didn't want to go back to a 30. Kept her in a 27-year fixed loan. Saved her 45 bucks. You know, it seemed like it's a lot of money. You make the same payment that you're making now. You shave off over 2 years of your mortgage payments. Save her over $20,000. Doesn't cost her anything in closing costs. So we were able to recalibrate her loan. She didn't pay any closing costs. She only saved 45 bucks. But that 45 bucks being applied to her new loan at the same pace as she's paying now. She's going to pay her loan off in 2 years faster and save over 20 grand in payments.
That's, so even though it looks like 45 bucks, it's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. Yeah. It compounded over time, sure, and it didn't cost her anything closing costs. So there are little tricks that people could do if they would just give us a chance to do it that will save them tens of thousands of dollars.
Another general question came up the other day. Second mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
Can you refi a second?
Absolutely.
Should you?
If you have equity in your home and the rate's expiring. The problem with the second mortgages are a couple of things. Number one, a lot of them were given out 10 years ago and they're coming due. So they're either ballooning, which means you have to pay them off, or they're converting into a 20-year fixed loan. So people's payments are going from $200-$300 a month to over $900 to $1,000 a month. It's a major bump in their monthly obligations. So if people have got room in their homes, yeah, you got to take a look at refinancing either into another home equity line of credit or rolling it into your first loan. A lot of the people that have got these home equity line of credits are stuck with or were stuck with high interest rate first loans and weren't able to refinance because their property values took such a major hit. But over the past 3 to 4 years, we've seen a nice solidification in the marketplace, a nice recovery in housing values. People have paid down their loans in the past 4 to 5 years. Now there's room to do all that, and we're doing a ton of those loans. Absolutely.
If you have equity in your own home and you have a second, does it make sense to do it with the loan originator of the second, or should you shop for the best rate?
You should always shop for the best rate, because what we find is that the loan originator of the first and the second, when you go back to them, takes advantage of the consumer because they think that the consumer doesn't have options, okay? And there's actuaries in the back room with their green shades on, you know, telling the banks this. And 9 times out of 10, we kick big banks' teeth right down their throats because we don't charge excessive closing costs, if not any closing costs at all. And we usually get them a much lower rate than their current bank that thinks they're stupid and charges them high closing costs. I mean, I can't believe what these banks are charging people in closing costs. It makes me nauseous.
But if you drive by a bank and it's your bank and it's the I think you're stupid bank, shouldn't you get another bank?
Well, people don't know that.
It's got the rotating sign that says people, I think you're stupid.
I go into Big Blue all the time. Okay, that's where I bank. Okay,
that's a great point, though, because I did, too. Remember?
I know you
did. And I said, I'm not going to leave my bank because it's been my bank for all these years. But there's better rates maybe at other banks.
I go into Big Blue Bank because that's where I bank. Okay, and I see the big placard, interest rates, this, and I laugh all the time. I laugh all the time because I'm beating whatever's there, and I know I'm doing it with no closing costs, and it's just I just feel bad for the consumer because the consumer thinks they have to go to the back to their bank, and their bank takes advantage of them for their loyalty most of the time.
So do you go into banks in the lobbies, just laugh, turn around,
yes,
and walk out?
Yeah.
I bet people
passing out cards.
I bet people love that joke.
Waiting for people.
I bet that's a great joke.
Go to the mortgage section. You're looking for a mortgage here. I'll take care of it.
We did that at our closing. We went into the old bank and just laughed and laughed and danced.
We did the $400 a month dance. It's a very good dance.
It's 9:21. We're back after this with David Hochberg. How do people get a hold of you, by the way?
You go to WGNDavid.com, or you could call me at 312-751-1333.
All right, more in a moment. 720 WGN.
All right.
David Hochberg's here from Pearl Mortgage. By the way, an email about you, Mr. Hochberg. I know you don't like when people compliment you or when I brag about you, but I think this is nice. I wanted to thank you for taking the time to help me. I look forward to working with you to get where I want to make this dream of ours a reality. You're not only helping me, but you're helping give my wife a chance of a somewhat normal life. This is a woman that's been quite ill.
Yep.
So I'm going to get started paying off these bills and making arrangements of those that I can to make sure they're paid off. I pray the next time we talk, you'll see some big changes. Again, thanks for getting out of your way or going out of your way to help us. It's so hard to find people like you anymore to do what you do and do it so well. God bless. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Does it make you feel good?
It does. I talked to him. He's an entrant, one of the entries in the biggest winner contest. He's got 560 credit scores. He's a complete mess right now. He didn't know half of the collections that he had on there. So gave him a little plan to go to the different places he needs to go to get.
Gave him hope, too.
Yeah, we gave him direction, gave him hope. And I said, you know, this is what you got to do, buddy. And if you're there, you know, I talked to him at 8:01 last night. He works the night shift. He was getting ready to go to work. And he called me exactly at 8:01. And we're in the process of hoping that he does what he says he's going to do and follow up with them every month.
That's a big thing in your business, right? Follow through, where you give people instructions on how to get it done, but then they have to actually do the legwork.
Well, sure. It's like Andrea's got Ann Sather's meals delivered to her. It's her
Seattle Sutton.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Seattle Sutton.
Yeah.
Sorry. Seattle Sutton. Meals even better than Ann Sather's. Ann Sather's is the sticky buns, right?
That's the cinnamon buns.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to lose. Yeah,
no, I can't. I guess
we'll go
stay
there
away
to celebrate.
Those.
Sorry,
those are two different.
We'll
places.
Do the happy dance
we'll
later.
We'll buy a lot of sticky buns for $400 a month. But you know, you're on Seattle Sutton. She gets the food delivered, picks it up, whatever. It's up to her to eat what's in the bag and exercise and do that. Same thing. I could give you the direction, but I can't be there to make sure that you do it all.
Right.
And that's what people are doing. This guy makes $65,000 a year. He's on a set budget. His wife is disabled. She can't work. She's at home, gets some type of limited disability. And her dream has always been to own a home. And he's like, I'm going to make this dream happen for my wife. I said, well, I hope that we could help you and the information that we provided.
Sounds like a good guy.
He's a great guy. I mean, he busts his hump. He's out 12 hours a day. And, you know, he's like everybody listening out there. He's an average blue collar guy. Who's talking to these guys? Nobody's giving these guys any direction.
So gotta give them help.
And that's what we're doing. We're just giving a little guidance.
David, I'll help you be a better grown-up.
Yes.
Give you guidance on being a better grown-up.
Yes.
Which I know you as a friend, and you're quite immature in your own life. Very. So the fact that you can help people be better grown-ups is rather remarkable.
Well, people don't know that when they go into it, but thanks for letting them know
that.
No,
on the professional side.
On the professional side.
The professional side, you are a grown-up guru.
Yes.
And your own personal
life. I'm a mess.
Life, yeah,
right.
You're a mess.
I'm a mess.
312, David, does one's FICO score drop after you retire?
If you stop paying your credit card bills on time and you stop being a responsible borrower, where you
so retirement has no indicator.
It's got nothing to do with it.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with your age. If you stand or sit, if you go to the bathroom, what country you were born in, what color your skin is, what God you pray
pay
to.
Your bills.
It doesn't. It's got to do with your ability to pay your bills on time. That's it. Period. End of statement.
312. Can you ask David if there's a limit to the amount of cash gift one can receive when buying a home?
No. There is not a limit to the amount of cash.
I can just buy you a house.
If you want, that would be phenomenal. Yeah. I've got one. I got my wife's
I would have done that, but last Saturday I lost a lot of money.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Okay. Question number 3. I have no debt. I paid off my house and I pay my credit card debt in full every month. I only have one credit card, a MasterCard. I have a good credit rating, and I've been told it would be even higher if I had another credit card. I'd like to buy a different house. I'm afraid to get another credit card because I fear it might hurt my credit card rating, or my credit rating, I should say. What do you recommend? I talked to you about this because I told you I funnel almost everything through my American Express.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a debit card that also is a bank credit card. But right.
you get credit for that.
Yeah, exactly. And you said get another credit card dummy.
Yeah.
Because you can talk to me like that.
Yes. On the golf course in the middle of no place where you could have buried the body and nobody would have found it, which
right.
would have been great.
Right.
No, but in the case of the person with the house paid off, okay, with the credit card, there's no reason to open up another credit card. I would open up a line of credit with First Midwest Bank to gain access to the liquidity in their house that they could use for a down payment of a new house if and when it comes, if they have trouble selling their current house. And that line of credit will also show up as a credit report as a line for $150,000, $200,000. It's free to get it. Doesn't cost you anything. Best way to get it. And if you want more information about line of credit, you know, shoot me an email. Just go to WGNDavid.com. But for people that own their homes, it's great to own your home, but not have access to the liquidity in your home, which is cash, in case of an emergency, is just backwards to me. And the best time to get access to money is when you don't need it, when you're healthy, when you have a job, when you have income, when your credit's good, instead of when you're lying on the side of the road in the middle of a car crash and you're bleeding out. Okay, so if you have homes that are paid off, definitely open up a line of credit. Most of the banks, I know First Midwest Bank will do it for free. And it's just there. It's a checkbook against your house. You have to pay a yearly fee of 25 or 30, whatever they charge you. But you've got access to all that money. God forbid you need it. And when do people, when's the toughest time to get money? When everything's a mess, you know, the best time to get money is when you don't need it. So that's why you need to go and take out a line of credit now. It's huge. It's important.
Yeah, if your house is paid off, use the money.
You don't even need to use the money. It's just there to access if, God forbid, you need to
use
it.
I don't mean use the money literally.
Well, unless you want to buy me
something.
Kevin,
could you slap the blood pressure cuff on David? We're about to finish here. I just want to make sure he's okay.
I'm good. Is
Andre,
last vein popping?
No, I think it's great. Listen to what he says. You can, and then we'll all be doing the happy dance at the other banks,
right? And Anse Adler's sticky buns.
And there was a general question about student loans, but it was basically it came down to, can you help me with student loans? You can certainly advise.
We can advise
and consent.
People. Yes. Yeah, you can go to SOFI.com. That's the private money consolidation. Or you could just contact your servicing company that services your student loan and ask them if you qualify for any type of consolidation. You could do all of that for free. You know, we started the student loan consolidation business. We thought we'd kill it, but nobody wanted to pay us for our services to work on these loans because they're like, well, I could do this for free. I'm like, so do it for free. So that business kind of went down the toilet, but, you know, nobody wanted to pay us. So now I just tell people.
But you tell people what to do.
Call your servicer and see what you could do. IBR, income-based reduction, cops, firefighters, if you work for the government, if you work for the, Military, there's options out there that there are 10-year forgiveness programs.
And SoFi.
It's SoFi. SoFi, SoFi.com. And that's the next big bubble, by the way. It's like a, I think it's
a disaster
up to, it's an absolute train wreck on the brink of destruction that nobody wants to talk about. We're giving these kids $50,000 to $100,000 that are 17, 18 years old that don't know what to do. We're scrubbing them down. We're scrubbing people down that have been working for 25 years to get a mortgage, you know, more so than we are kids going to college that have no idea what day it is. But we're loading them up with $50,000 to $100,000 with student loans. It makes no sense. And, of course, that's going to blow up and bite us in the
And you have almost no chance of getting the job to pay off the loan when you get out of college in the current environment.
It's going to take you forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And
always good seeing you.
We can release Dr. Most, who didn't say anything during the segment, but we always have Dr. Most nearby when David's here in case David has some sort of medical emergency.
Is that who's in the green room?
That's okay. Yeah, that's what the paddles were for.
I didn't know what that whole contraption
was
for.
Paddles.
He was measuring me for things. I thought it was
a new suit.
I didn't know what was going on.
Back to the big story next on 720 WGN.